Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's pulling.
It is 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand, and Isabella and Eduardo are going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Come on up, guys.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, guys.
Always a pleasure to have you with you.
It is. Appreciate that very much. And as always, you are free to leave if you would like.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Riveting.
Yeah. Roll call, please.
Middleton, absent. Fargo.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Bachman.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from October 14th. We do have enough people to pass it. So any changes or corrections? Is this one? Hold on.
This was not the one.
This was not the one. Okay. Yes, it was not. You are correct.
I need changes, but...
Okay. With that, hearing no changes, excuse me, can I have a motion to approve the council minutes for October 14th?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approve.
Abstain.
And Brent abstains. Next up are the minutes from October 28th. And let's see. Yes, we have enough to pass them tonight. And this is also enough for them. So. Any questions, comments, concerns, or changes? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the Common Council minutes from October 28th as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. Brent, Tad, Dan approved. Jennifer abstains. Next up is November 3rd minutes. Are there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I motion to approve the Common Council minutes from November 3rd as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. Brent, Tad, and Dan approve. And Jennifer abstains. Also in your box, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Are the minutes from October 24th? Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the Common Council minutes from October 24th as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you very much. Okay, next up we have multiple ordinances to go through. So the first ordinance is 2025-21. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance 2025-21 by title only.
Ordinance number 2025-21. An ordinance to be known as the 2026 Salary Range Benefit Ordinance.
Do you want to talk about the changes you made?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did a little bit differently than Rosie did it. She left the max number and then just changed what she changed it to in red, but I put the whole thing in red. So let's look at, for example, the GIS coordinator, and this was per CHIP. It currently, the max was set at 30, and CHIP asked that be increased to 35. So as you'll see, any changes I did... go through and talked with Mike Cook. I spoke with Sean, got his approval on this. And then Matt, because Matt had several changes, because we had those job title changes, job description changes, he had several changes there. One of the things that is the biggest change that you'll see in the Parks Department is the part-time seasonal employees. Beth always used the miscellaneous part-time and summer help, minimum, maximum, where I would tend to think that if it's a park employee, we're going to put them under that. So we had to bump the minimum back down to 10, because that's truly where he normally starts them at, and then gives them increments as they come back. So that's why it's going from 12 to 10, because Beth used the different, the miscellaneous instead of the Parks Department. Added the quartermaster for Tom on there. Did bump up a couple of Gary's, just because it was real close to the maximum, and like Gina and Scott. But that was it for the minimum maximums.
And then
really changed just some wording on the under the benefits. So currently, obviously, if you're out of town and food is available, you're not eligible for reimbursement. So I just added that on just for definition. It's always been in the ordinance, but breaking down the amounts that you get, I just wanted to put that back in writing. It's part of policy, so wanted to put it there. Holiday pay, actual holiday instead of, I think we used...
Which is reflective of the policies that have
already passed. Correct, correct. We updated policies, yes. I don't know, Sally and I cannot figure out the last sentence under the holiday pay, that the employee must work at least half of the shift in order to receive holiday pay. We didn't feel that that was fair,
yeah.
So we removed that from the salary ordinance. Again, just a couple wording issues that Sal and I tweaked. You'll see, like, time, it's at the rate of time in one half. That's how it's spelled out, so that's we just try to be consistent throughout the whole ordinance. So those are the changes. And then communications, the hours was wrong. It was like 1,950 hours instead of the 2,080 hours. So we updated that to be within the total hours.
Well, the 5,253, it averages out to 1,952.
Okay. That's the number that Sal gave me, so I'll go back to her. And
yeah, we can talk about that.
Okay.
Because they work at 5,253, which makes it come out to an average of that. And I can show you those numbers. I didn't know you changed that.
So do you want to just pass it as is, or do you want to make that adjustment? What do you want to do with that number then?
Let's, if it's 1950, it's 1950?
52. Yeah.
If you'll pass it with knowing that I will make the change from 2,080 hours to 1952, and then second reading, it'll be updated.
Okay.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes.
I'm looking at this, and there is a certified plant operator that's got two licenses. A street department equipment operator has a chance of making a dollar more an hour than a certified operator.
Okay.
I think we should at least be the same. It's only a dollar more, but I think that a certified plant operator that got two licenses.
Sure.
I know it's been an issue in the past.
I'm comfortable with bumping that to 33, but at the end of the day, it's an ordinance. So if the council's approving of that change, then I don't have any problem with bumping certified plant operator up to 33 versus 32.
That's the max.
That would be the
max.
That'd be the max side, mm-hmm. Yes.
And Mike, what are you comparing that to? What
the equipment operator under
the street department.
But the certified plant operator shows 35.
Underwater or under wastewater?
Wastewater.
Okay, yeah, we're talking about
water is 32.
Yeah.
Okay. I bumped it up to 32 because it was getting closer to it. No.
Yeah. Is the council okay with taking that from 32 to 33? Or 31 to 33, really? To
I'm fine with that.
I see some shaking heads.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that'd be a change. Okay. Any other questions regarding the ordinance itself or things as you're looking? And I know one of the things that you also do is you look at what individuals are currently making,
mm-hmm.
and you see where that, what that range looks like,
yep.
and whether it's, you know, thoughtful or not, in that regard. So, anything else from the council on ordinance 2025-21? So the two changes we're making, just to be clear, is that the on underwater, that the certified plant operator will be 31 to 33.
Yep.
And under the telecommunications at toward the bottom there, that the hours are going to go to
1952.
Those are the only two changes in this ordinance.
Has this, I mean, I'm assuming this has already gone through department heads have seen this prior to this?
Majority of them have.
I mean, I would look at our department heads and say, are you guys good with this? Do you see anything that needs to be changed? Any? I would say
a lot. We made big changes last year to ours.
What's that?
We made changes to ours last year and then tweaked it this year. So
okay.
I'm okay with those numbers.
Okay.
But I'm only speaking for myself.
Understand.
Then I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance number 2025-21 with the two changes that's been mentioned as presented.
On first reading?
On first reading.
Okay.
I would second.
I have a motion by Dan, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading at the next meeting. Thank you. Next up is ordinance 2025-22. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2025-22 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-22, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of all elected officials for the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective December 27, 2025, for the year 2026.
So this is the annual, so the last one was for general employees. This one is for elected officials. Correct me if I'm wrong, there is
no change
from this year to next year in this ordinance. There is no additional dollars set aside for elected officials in this ordinance.
The only thing I did was change the dates.
Any questions regarding ordinance 2025-22? So a motion to approve ordinance 2025-22 on first reading.
So moved.
Okay.
Motion by Tad. Seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading at the next meeting. Before we go forward, I'm going to give personal privilege to Tom, who has a family commitment he'd like to get to. So I will give him the opportunity to give his report.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I got a couple things before that as well.
That's fine.
Hold on.
He has the quartermaster job description and then the policy update that's in the for the fire.
Yeah, the job position or job description for the quartermaster that Leslie spoke of just a minute ago, what that is.
That is on page 40 of your packet. So at the top of the page, if it says page 40, then you're there. I'm sorry, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, you're good. It's two positions that are essential to what we do now. All of our turnout gear that we wear has a 10-year shelf life, and we have to track every piece of that turnout gear and keep track of who has it and when it's expiring and make sure they get new stuff before it does. That's one of the two positions for quartermaster. The other one is all of our radios, pagers, and truck-mounted radios, and making sure that those are all tracked, knowing who has them, and make sure they stay repaired in good working order. Lance Beers currently does the radios and pagers, and Troy Neffelkamp does all of the turnout gear. They get $1,000 compensation for doing that above and beyond what they normally do for us. That's what the quartermaster is.
Okay, and you're looking for approval of the quartermaster position description?
Yes.
Questions of Tom Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the position description for quartermaster?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Ted. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
The second thing I have is in our policy manual. It's 4.7. It's overtime, compensatory time. It breaks. Toby and myself are exempt employees. We're not going to get overtime. But the other two day shifters, the fire marshal and the fire trainer, are both day shift positions, and this gives them anything over essentially the 40 hours. They would get the overtime for that.
What type of situations would cause them to need overtime?
We have in runs, like this past weekend, we offered overtime for full-time guys to come in and help with Veterans Marathon. If they work outside of their normal hours because we need them, it would give them the overtime for that.
Yeah. Any other questions?
It does, I'm sorry, and it does exempt where they cannot get if they have the comp time in use, because then it would be basically double blocking if they use comp time. Does that make sense?
Comp time to add time to their schedule? What do you mean double blocking? Explain that a little bit more.
If they take in comp time, if they already got time and a half for that, and then they stack that on top to count towards their overtime, then it builds.
It perpetuates itself.
Right. It's mentioned there. It exempts that.
I hear you.
Comp time doesn't count as work time.
Yes.
Comp time does not count.
When you're using it.
It counts as work time for hour.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha. But as for the normal schedule, if you will, it's right. Not a time and a half, and then you do time and a half of that, and time and a half of that. Does that make sense? Does anybody have questions of Tom? Are you also on a comp time policy?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
So if I can speak on that as well. So I'm kind of with Tom, like the chief and the deputy chief doesn't get overtime or compensation after, you know, we're called exempt employees. So the non-exempt employees, we've been working on like a flex schedule. So you had to use that time, and like if you went to court or you had to stay over for a case or come in, you know, work the Veterans Marathon, so you would get flex time if you wanted to claim it in time instead of compensation in pay. So you get flex time, which you had to use that in a 28-day period. So now we've reduced that back to a 14-day work period, and you can get comp time for it, which then you can save that. You don't have to use it in that 28-day period. Our guys used to have to use it then. Now they can save it up to 80 hours. They can save it for a year and use it at 8-hour increments. So if you go to court for an hour, you can comp an hour. Go to court 2 weeks from now, you can comp an hour. So now you got 2 hours to use. So,
how long can they bank comp time?
They can bank that as long as it's only 80 hours, a maximum of 80 hours.
They can't go past 80 hours of comp time.
Correct.
Banked.
Right.
They have to burn it.
Yes.
Gotcha. And that's the same way with you, Tom, right?
Ours is 96, which is 4 days.
96, that's right.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, and that's actually tracked through the payroll now.
Right.
You know, flex time was kind of like just on our timesheets.
Kind of on our system a little bit.
So now it'll be tracked through the payroll system. So that's a lot better.
Anything else to say?
Nope.
Okay. Gary, you have anything else on that?
No.
Council, you have any questions regarding those? So, Gary, is your policy also that same type of number?
It's 4.7.1.
Okay.
It's right under it.
Oh, it's right. Okay, I'm sorry. It plays together for me. I apologize. So, okay. Any questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve policy 4.7 and 4.7.1 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Ted. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. You want to give your report real quick?
Sure. That'd be great.
Do we need to approve the book also description?
We didn't approve that, did we?
Sorry. 107 still in Indy. It should be complete today or first thing in the morning. And then it'll be going to Anna, Ohio to have an air actuator on transfer case changed out. As I've been saying, the new engine is coming earlier than what we expected. So per the mayor and Leslie's request, Mike McGregor's been updating the equipment quotes. We've got most of those complete. Reese is researching new radios. That we have two of the three requests for quote in on that. Toby has been doing a fantastic job and has all of our Sierra wireless stuff up and running really well right now. So knock on wood, I won't have to report that anymore. And other than that, other than evals, evaluations, performance evaluations, things are going well.
Did we approve your quartermaster position?
I'm sorry?
Did we approve your quartermaster position description?
We did not.
We really didn't?
I swear
we did.
Okay. You started to.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the quartermaster position description as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brent, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. I swear we did, but that's okay. We've done it twice now. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
I've got to go listen to my grandson sing and music or exercise.
Get,
so.
You get to. Yeah. You don't have to. You get to.
Yes, I apologize. So thanks, Council.
Yes. Okay. Next up is resolution number 2025-23. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
Thank
you. Motion by Dan, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2025-23 by title only.
City of Columbia City, Indiana, resolution number 2025-23. A resolution of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, approving the appointment of the members of the board for the Northeast Indiana Regional Development Authority.
So this is more of a formality than anything else, but as you may or may not remember, a long time ago, we basically were opted in by the county. The county council's approval of a regional development authority, an RDA, that made us eligible for ready dollars and other things that are kind of under that grouping, if you will. So the timeline for the Regional Development Authority to be re-upped, if you will, is there. I will tell you we do have the start of an application for Ready 2.0 in for a development. We also, the Strategic Development Commission, which is kind of also in that regional realm of things, we're working on a housing optimizer piece there with Nathan sort of involved, I think, and Dale Book is a part of that as well. But Regional Development Authority is at that point where it needs to be re-upped by the different county and city members. I think you can see there under the third whereas that collectively, because we are a third-class city, we automatically became members of the authority by virtue of the county councils. But they have requested that we effectively give the blessing for the reappointment of the five members of the board. Five members of the board are James Kahn. You may know James from Baker Street. He's the owner of Baker Street and Hoppy Gnome and multiple other restaurants there. Jeff Turner, Bob Marshall, Andrew Briggs, and Gene Donaghy. I know that Jeff Turner has been very involved. I don't necessarily remember his background, nor do I remember Bob Marshall's background, however, or Mr. Briggs, but I will tell you that Gene Donaghy, you may remember or know, Gene has been someone who is, he has property here in Whitley County. Even though he's a Norwell guy, he has been a big supporter of Columbia City. Actually, when we originally created the RDA, I remember Tom Rethlick and I kind of gathering together and supporting Gene for that position because he was a Columbia City, Whitley County guy, if you will, even though he wasn't from here. He's sort of from here. So, anyways, the board, I think, has done a really great job of some of the regional development things when it came to regional cities, which you will remember we got dollars for our aquatic center through regional cities. They were outside of James Kahn, who is the new one. The other four were on there and supported our project, and they've been working through the Ready 1.0 and now Ready 2.0 processes and stuff. So they have to be non-governmental members. They have to be private sector individuals in those positions. So that's probably the best background I can give you on this board. So while this is a formality, I still think it's important for us to take a vote on it. So any questions I can try to answer? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve resolution number 2025-23 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brent, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is ordinance 2025-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brent, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance 2025-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-24, an ordinance amending Chapter 96, Parks Department, of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
This one's my fault, and by that I mean we were somehow I got to looking at some of the parks, the Section 96.06G of our Code of Ordinances regarding parks, and there was comments in there, or there was language in there about not swimming in our parks, and I felt like, oh, hey, that could be a problem with having an aquatic center, and so it is pretty. So while I think Marcia probably rolled her eyes five times when I said, like, hey, we probably should just do an ordinance change on this, she was kind enough to do it for me. And so it just clarifies, obviously, for in a litigious society, it clarifies that it is okay to be swimming in the city pool or the splash pad, but not necessarily in any of the ponds or other things like that. So very simple ordinance because of me being who I am. So questions? Questions I can try to answer for you. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-24 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading at the next meeting. Next up is ordinance 2025-25. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2025-25 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-25, an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the Code of Ordinances for the City of Columbia City, Indiana, and declaring an emergency.
So this is our semi-annual, maybe? Yeah, I think it's a semi-annual adoption of declaring an emergency, quote-unquote, and adopting on one reading. The supplement to the Code of Ordinances that goes on that American Legal Publishing ordinance website that is accessible to everybody so that they can see the updated laws, make sure they're on the website and all that kind of good stuff. So, any questions, sir, about this? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-25 on first and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor, show up with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Next up, we have a rezone request. Nathan, do you want to come up and talk about it before we introduce the ordinance?
So, good evening. This is a rezoning request for a property. It's a one lot in the Tanglewood subdivision out on West Business 30, currently zoned R2. The request was to, or would be, to rezone it to R3 for the intention of constructing a four-unit townhome. R2 allows for duplexes, however, it doesn't allow anything larger than that, so going to R3 would allow for a structure to have more units in it. As proposed, the building would fit within zoning setbacks and so on. So zoning was, the use was the only real big issue in this particular case. Went to the Plan Commission last week, Has it been that long ago already? Last week, on Monday night, received a unanimous unfavorable recommendation, which is forwarded to you. Have tried to reach out to the petitioner to get more clarification whether he wanted to withdraw or just let it ride. He has not responded, unfortunately. There might be a couple other options. He might add additional commitments or something like that. I don't know if that would make any difference to you guys. Not having that conversation, I don't know whether he'd entertain that or not. Again, with a unanimous unfavorable recommendation, I'm kind of not sure whether that would really change things anyway. So that's the gist of it. Not having been withdrawn, this is still an ordinance to adopt or to deny.
Questions of Nathan?
So Nathan, I assume all the petitions are signed. Is that can we go that far yet in the packet, or do we have?
Yeah. You can ask any question about the packet or anything like that.
I assume those are all neighbors of that property or.
In the
region?
Yeah, most of them are. I haven't checked every single one of them, but most of them are neighbors. Most of them in Tanglewood or on the north side of Dogwood.
I don't know if Chip, Leslie, Dan, since you guys are on Planning Commission, if you guys want to have any comments or thoughts on this before we move forward.
We voted, the Planning Commission voted unanimously against it. I suggest the council follow our recommendation. It was heavily discussed. It just will stick out very badly, and it's not the appropriate spot zoning, as one of the people said. We're changing a residential district into a multi-family district. So yeah, that was the Planning Commission's opinion.
Some of it was a setback where the building was going to set versus where the line of the homes were. That was an issue as well. I know you mentioned setbacks, but that was part of the issue, like the driveway. There's quite a few discussions about that. Just didn't seem to fit.
Yeah, he was going to be 60 foot back. The rest of them were 100 foot back from the road. And for me, that was a huge concern being there on business 30, right? Right there's 45 mile an hour, and the driveway was going to be short. And if you have multi-families, you could maybe get a couple cars in there and then trying to back out. And what if you have more than three vehicles? Like we do at my house, right? Where are they going to park? You can't park alongside Business 30. So I love the idea. I love his concept, but I just didn't love it there.
Yeah. One other thing to consider, not sure how much of a consideration it is. Under the existing R2 zoning, as I said, you can do two family dwellings. We have no restriction of him doing two-family dwellings on the lot under the existing R2. So that still could be a backup. He didn't opt to do it that way because it's more cost-effective for him to do one structure with four units rather than two structures, each with two units.
I think the other issue, too, was they were going to be rentals and not actually, he was not going to sell the individual townhouse. So.
Okay, any other questions for Nathan? Thank you, Nathan. Any other questions for the Planning Commission members? Okay, do I have a motion to read Ordinance 2025-26 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
I didn't see who had the motion. Tad. Motion by Tad, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2025-26 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-26, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R2 two-family residential district to the R3 multifamily residential district.
Okay, you've heard the discussion. Is there any other discussion on the matter or thoughts and opinions?
I think that I agree. I wouldn't go against the Planning Commission, but I do think it's something like that idea. Like they said, it's a good idea. Yeah. I think we just need to take a good look at places that that would be suitable for, and maybe encourage some of this in some areas.
Mm-hmm. It looks nice, just not there.
Yeah.
Looking at the layout, it seemed like it fit oddly in that lot. Like, it could be turned, and I don't know. I'm not an architect, but
yeah. Okay. Any other comments? Would it be fair to say that, should I anticipate that there's a motion to deny the ordinance?
That's
yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to deny ordinance 2025-26?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Is that acceptable?
Hold on.
Did I do it wrong?
You could do it that way. We gave her two options, and that was not.
That was not one. Okay. Okay. Would you like me to do it differently,
no,
or does that work?
No, you can do it. No.
Okay. Okay. So I have a motion and a second to deny ordinance 2025-26. Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying ordinance 2025-26, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Ordinance 2025-26 will not be moved to a second reading. Okay. Thank you.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that. I don't know what it was, though, so it's okay. Okay, next up, let's see, we've done quartermaster policies thing. Just curveballs all the time. Next up is the Redevelopment Commission appointments, and these go into effect January 1. Mm-hmm. Right now, Tad and Scott Gates are your Redevelopment Commission appointments. And like I said, January 1st, they will be up, so trying to get ahead of the game here a little bit. Tad, I'm assuming you would like to continue serving?
Sure.
Okay. Would you guys want to just re-up Scott and Tad, or do you guys want to have discussion?
I say re-up.
I'm good re-up.
Is that a motion?
I make a motion. We re-up Scott
and
Tad.
Okay. Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Tad, you're abstaining, I'm assuming? Okay, so Brent, Jennifer, and Dan approve, and Tad abstains. Next up is the Arts Commission appointment. It is Doug Egoff is up for reappointment. I don't remember what that date is. Is it the end of the year? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jennifer, obviously you're chair of the Arts Commission. Thoughts and opinions on Doug?
He's been a great asset to our committee and would like to continue on.
Okay. How would the council like to proceed?
I move that we go ahead and keep Doug on the committee.
Okay.
I
motion by Tad, seconded by Brent, to keep Doug Egoff or reappoint Doug Egoff to another term. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Very good. Tree board appointment, I think Leslie pointed out that was a oopsie, and that's okay. So that's actually my appointment to be made, and hopefully we'll get the right person for that position. So can't be any worse than the current or the previous one. So.
Watch it.
So.
Wow.
I'm shot a little loud. Hurts a little bit.
I'm just kidding, friend. Okay. Department head reports. Says Nathan's there. Nathan, let's hear a report from you.
Oh, a couple little updates. Permit numbers for the year-to-date for the city by itself are not looking great. Total number of permits are holding their own compared to the last couple of years, which the last couple of years were down from the years before that a little bit. But single-family dwellings, if I recall correctly, this year-to-date is about half of where we've been the last several years year-to-date.
Really slow.
Really super slow.
Yep.
Countywide, it's about the same, so the county numbers are picking up. The city's numbers, which is somewhat unusual. Cities usually have a larger share of everything. So
lack of available lots, probably.
That's, yes. Of course, you've got national level things that come into play and other factors, but just availability of where to put houses is pretty big.
Walmart, I think I've mentioned this before, is looking at doing an internal remodeling. That is not sure exact timeline, but that will be coming forward probably after Christmas would be my guess. It would be surprising if it was during the holiday season. And then their addition or small addition that they're doing is still slated to happen after this remodeling as well. Valvoline, where the Bob Evans was, they are bidding out their contractors right now. That's the last step for them before they actually have the permit issued. So they will probably start moving on that right around the first of the year, sometime in the spring at latest. So that is still going forward, despite not much happening visibly out there. And then Mayor, you could maybe give a little bit more detail on this. There will be a comp plan steering committee meeting coming up at the beginning of December. So the executive committee has been continuing to meet, but this is the next steering committee meeting. Hopefully that's going to have a lot of forward progress being made and a lot of good feedback coming from that.
Yeah, I think you'll see, for a couple of you that are on the committee, you'll see the new goals and some of the new pieces of that puzzle coming together for that plan. So, and then there'll be a lot of feedback taken from the steering committee as to, you know, whether those goals are the right goals or not, or if we need to move forward or move backward, if you will. I think that it is, I think I speak for the three of us, meaning Chip, Nathan, and I, that Structure Point has really started putting in a lot of elbow grease into it now. So I feel a lot more comfortable than I did, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
So, any questions, Nathan? Thank you. Chip.
Nathan took several of my things I wanted to discuss tonight, but I'll amend them. And I will give an RDC update.
I'm sorry, I was out of town.
And we are moving forward. This past couple weeks, I've been busy doing a RFP/Q for the amphitheater. That's to request proposals and funding. Right? Yeah. No, what was the
Qualifications. Request for proposals and qualifications.
Yeah, I've been dealing with acronyms too much, sorry. And then I just completed one for the jail, so hopefully we can get that out of our hands and not take on the utility bills. And RDC asked if I would do one. Now the city currently owns the Washington and Van Buren Street parking lot, and we would like to move that out of our inventory and get it to a taxing agent. So that one will be going up too. The trail, I know I've been asked a lot, is 98.2% done. We have to go across the railroad, which should be done. I know, well, I start thinking about it more.
And I get less, I do.
And we've got a little paint and a little concrete to do at the railroad. So then we'll be done at some point. I just don't feel safe with people crossing the railroad, the condition it's in, but I'll allow it.
I don't know.
Chip, when do you think that's going to be done?
Supposedly by December, mid-December. But I don't know if you've realized, this project's extending my life out.
Wait, who are we waiting on? Who?
Job security.
Palmer
and the railroad. We had.
They have to figure it out and finish it.
Yeah, we had to apply for the permit.
That's what I thought.
So as soon as we get the permit, then Pulver can go in.
With all due respect, that probably means the railroad, not Pulver. Pulver's been very good to work with. So.
Yes.
Questions of Chip? I don't know why you wouldn't have any questions for that. But I mean,
it seems crystal clear.
I'm sure it does. Okay, Mike.
The Thursday before Halloween and Friday, we had a main break both days. Halloween's main break was in a field, so it didn't interfere with any trick-or-treating. Both have been taken care of and repaired, so it's been taken care of.
Question to Mike. Chip, you want to take notes from Mike and how he did his report there? Gary!
All right. We received recommendations from Public Safety Medical for the four applicants, which they've got all the pension signatures and Leslie's signature and sent down for the state PERF for review. So hopefully we'll hear back from them within 10 to 14 days. that's their allowance. So Halloween event was a success, as well as the Tractor Supply Touch a Truck event. Tractor Supply made a generous donation to the police department in support of their Hometown Hero program. So we appreciate their donation there. Veterans Marathon went well. They actually had good weather for that until the next day. It wasn't, so I'm glad it happened Saturday and not Sunday. So Sunday's weather wasn't so great. Gearing up for the Light of Christmas Parade that is on November 28th. I think the Board of Works, I said the 29th, but that's actually on, it's actually the day after Thanksgiving, which is the 28th. So gearing up for that. First snowfall of the season's in the books. Had several slide-offs, vehicle slide-off. We were fortunate we only had one accident that day and no injuries, so good there.
That's great.
Hopefully we can get the battery boxes installed for the tornado sirens here in the near future. I know Sean's been, his guys are going to install those, and he's been kind of busy doing other things right now, but hopefully we can get them here in this week when the weather's halfway decent. And we can get those done. Glad we're not in tornado season. But so.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. I'll come back. Mike, I'll come back. He's over here, I promise.
Okay. I haven't been here for a while, but report on the lining. The last I talked about the lining of the digester. They finished that on October 24th. They called them back in on the 29th to repair a bubble that had developed on the floor. They've got that completed on that week. Last week, somebody from Donahue and my staff members actually mounted the new control panel, wired everything up a week ahead of time, so when they go to put the cover on, they don't have to. That was a step that they were going to do, and that they're just going to have to wait. So we went ahead and installed that. And had some reprogramming done while they were there. Probably just have to fine-tune it once it gets fired up. Today they were there, put the two membranes together. Hopefully, any luck at all, the weather holds out. If it's not too windy, they will lift those two membranes and install those tomorrow and inflate it. So hopefully by the end of the week, we'll be back in business and be done with that project. So.
And the south side will have less snow to deal with, right?
Is there, you have complaints?
No, actually. Okay. No, actually.
I was going to say, I haven't gotten any.
Had very little complaints about it, which I think is great. You know, I would say maybe one or two maximum, but again, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than what it was going to be. So I think it's worked out really well.
Good.
Yeah.
We've done something a little different this time. We're not holding it quite as long. We're actually running it through our thickener and then transferring it out to flip storage.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know if that would work. It's using a little bit more polymer than it normally would, but it's working.
That's great.
So
yeah,
excellent. We try to keep the level of that tank down so the air blows across instead of blowing up. So hopefully that's helped.
Okay.
That's any questions?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. All I have. Unless you have questions.
Questions of Mike. Thank you. Zoe, do you want to introduce yourself and talk about the youth council?
I'm Zoe. I'm a sophomore at Eagle Tech Academy, and today at our meeting we talked about our plans for our pickleball tournament, and then we went to Autumn Trace and spent some time with the residents and played bingo with them, and then after lunch we went on a tour of the new jail.
Questions of Zoe? Thank you, ma'am. Marsha?
Nothing.
Leslie?
I have nothing.
I haven't forgotten anything yet, like tonight.
That you can no. Remember.
Okay. A couple of other department head reports. So from Matt Hayden, the staff put up some Christmas decorations and winterized bathrooms that obviously get shut down for the winter. They did rewrite the pavilion agreement in preparation for them renting out and taking care of the FOP lodge, the FOP building that we are inheriting in some way, shape, or form at the beginning of next year, I believe. Does that sound right?
The city's actually had it before, and they gave it.
And they gave it back, and then we had it, and then we gave it back, and so yes. They also pulled out a pump motor from the pool to get it sent for rebuilding for next year, and they are getting ready to install the water line from the old park office to the old skate park, and that will be for the dog park. That'll be the first step in the dog park project there. So Matt is out for IPRA, which is Indiana Parks and Recreation Association annual conference thing this week. Kelly said that they finished last week. They finished their third week of limb pickup on Wednesday. Third week of, I think that's supposed to be leaf. Now that I read that, I think it's supposed to be third week of leaf pickup on Wednesday, and went through all the plows and salt boxes, which is a good thing since we had to use them on, I think, Sunday and Monday. At the very least, I know on Monday we did. They have been running the sweeper as much as they can and continue to do street, alley, and sign maintenance if they can get caught up on leaves. As you know, this is that season where we go from leaf pickup to snow plowing to leaf pickup to snow plowing, and so we're kind of in that, or salt spreading or whatever the case is. So that is Kelly's, and then Terry, they built three new POS, which is point of sale computers. For the park and pool concessions, they built, he built two new computers for replacements of units that have died here in the city, and he was really helpful as we moved furniture and computers here and around my office as we got the insurance work done on the floor and that kind of stuff. So thankfully, everything in my office is now back to normal. It's been a long process to get to that point, but again, no taxpayer dollars went to that. Insurance paid for those things, and so Terry was really helpful in getting things reattached and re-put back together and all that kind of good stuff. So, a couple of things for me. I traveled a fair amount today, and then Friday, and then next Monday for AIM Regional Conversations, where we're talking about Senate and Roll Act 1 and how that impacts obviously revenue to local governments and specifically some of the changes that AIM is proposing, especially on the income tax side and some of the modernization of government side things. So that's kind of what we're doing regional. We were in West Lafayette and Speedway today. We'll be in Fort Wayne on Friday, and then Richmond and McCordsville on Monday. We were supposed to on Monday, this past Monday, supposed to be in Mishawaka and Schererville. Not a great place to be when it snows 13 inches of snow up there, so we did not go to those. but in any case, and then the last 3 days of next week, I will be in Salt Lake City at National League of Cities. So just so you know, I'm traveling a lot, but I'm trying to stay up on my email, trying to stay up on my Facebook messages and all that kind of good stuff, but appreciate your patience on that. Besides that, I think everything else has pretty much been covered. So, Dan.
I have nothing.
Jennifer.
I have a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Okay, so Arts Commission is putting together a historical Whitley County Artists and Creatives calendar.
Okay.
And the goal is to have that ready by Friday the 5th of December so that people can get those and get them out. We will have some here at City Hall. On the 5th, we will have them at the museum where the Arts Commission is partnering with the Historical Society and having a arts marketplace where local artists can set up. There's no charge for that. If anybody's interested in that, they can contact me. Our space is kind of limited, but we can work it out to fit in some people if they want to participate in that this year. And then there will probably be some at some other locations. Probably Bones Theater and Drew Okay. Then the 28th is the Christmas parade.
Yes.
Which again, if people want to participate in that, they should contact me. Santa's House will be coming downtown. On our Facebook page, the hours for Santa's House are already posted.
Okay. So
that is out there.
Can't believe we're there already.
I know. Seems very strange.
Cannot believe we're there already.
It really feels like September.
Yes, it really does. Yes.
And then, what was the last thing? Oh, residential Christmas lighting contest. It's now too late to urge people to go out while it's still warm to decorate, but there's still time to decorate and get ready for that. We will try to go out and judge those probably that week after Thanksgiving, if at all possible. Hopefully my fellow council members will scope out their own neighborhoods and let me know if there are any really remarkable lighting displays that we should consider. Makes it a little bit easier if you guys can help with your district. And it's always a surprise every year when we go around and find new streets that weren't there last year. and try to cover as much of the city as we can. It just takes a while. So.
Yes. Great. Thank you very much. Tad?
I have nothing.
Brent?
I have nothing.
Okay. Anything from the audience? Hearing none, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.